Welcome to the After Show. Tony, Christy, Nikki, and today, since we're recording on a Friday, it's Deborah Ross who joins us on Warm 101.3 on Friday mornings. I promised you during the show that I would tell you how crickets tell us the temperature outside.
What?
Okay. Exactly. All right.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you that in a little while. In the meantime, another little interesting bit of information I came across this morning. Do you know that Domino's and Pizza Hut are considered luxury items in Japan?
Oh, my.
And that a large piece of pizza cost $35? That's crazy.
That
talk.
Is crazy. That is crazy.
I'm sorry. For $35, there's way more better food you can get than
pizza.
Pizza, especially Domino's pizza. I mean, I actually happen
have
to
you
like
had it
Domino's.
In a while because it's actually pretty good.
Is, I haven't had pizza.
Really good.
I have not had Pizza Hut. I have had Domino's, and I do like Domino's.
Oh, I've always loved Pizza Hut.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe I'll give it a shot because they advertise enough. I mean, but I don't need stuffed crust. I got to be honest. Okay.
It's so enjoyable though with the cheese stuffed inside.
Of course it is. I told you they're trying to kill us.
Yes.
Of course they are.
They're succeeding. All right, Deborah Ross, you had something I know that you wanted to talk about here.
Yeah, so this is fear of ordinary objects. So these are my keys, okay? And I realized, so like, you know, I have a friend who's going all Marie Kondo on everything and, you know, getting rid of everything that doesn't spark joy. And I realized that I have actually a desperate fear of getting rid of some of these things. And so if you look at your keychain, look and see how many of those keys that you have no idea what the keys are actually for.
I get
but
it.
But I'm just completely petrified of getting rid of them.
That's a lot of keys you have on there, though.
Yeah. And so, like, if you see, like, even this one has a blue surrounding thing on the head to remind me
of what it
goes to.
Well, here's what you do.
For.
Take it off your keychain, put it in a drawer where you know where it is, in case someday you decide, oh, I should try that door, maybe this key. Because I have the same thing. I've got keychains with, like, four or five keys that three of them I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
I have no idea. But I won't throw them away because as soon as you throw them away, you'll figure out, that was to the safe.
Right. I have some that I think are to ex-boyfriends' homes.
Ooh, well, let's go try them.
Right? Let's sneak into their houses.
Let's go.
Which one is it? We've got a lot to choose from.
Which one do you think this will be? Let's go.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh that's man. Funny. I also wanted to talk about something I read, which I think is very important to spread to everyone. Mm-hmm. The next time your spouse hides out in front of the TV instead of helping with chores, you might want to share this with him or her. I'm going to go more with him.
With him, yeah.
Researchers found that married couples are happier if they share household responsibilities. Mm-hmm. The researchers surveyed 160 couples married for an average of 5 years with at least one child under the age of five. The more wives perceived that their husbands were participating in family work tasks, the better the relationships were for both spouses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the way, there's a byproduct of that, which I've read a long time ago. More sex. Just saying, guys, step up. Wash some dishes. You know, it'll work to your favor.
They say you don't have to do it fully equally because we know that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are benefits to helping out. And they also, what people really liked, they said couple wives felt that their husbands were close with their children. They liked them even better.
Mm, there you go. See?
Just that. Sure.
And I am rubbing off on my fiance.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-oh.
Y'all know how cheap and what else am I? People like to say frugal. Mm-hmm. I've told you guys when it comes to tissues, if you only use like a quarter of the tissue, you cannot throw that away.
Don't tell me you rubbed off the tissue on him.
Especially at the time of COVID.
At the beginning of the relationship, he'd be like, I'm finding all these like half-used tissues around the house. Now guess who's doing it too?
He is not.
He said, I saw him. We were in the car, and he had a little runny nose. And he takes the tissue, dabs it, and he goes, oh, there's plenty left on this one. I'll save that for later. Uh-huh. I was like, I taught you well.
We'll
never overspend on tissues.
That is the worst thing you could have rubbed off on him. Yeah. Seriously. Like, literally and figuratively. It's just wrong.
Well, you can't spend all that money on tissues, honey. I do the same thing with Q-tips. If the Q-tips could be Oh, yeah, yeah. If they could be used, I'll use it in my ear, and then I'm like, oh, I'll let that dry out, and if I get any mascara down here, I can just use it again.
Oh,
you gotta
Nikki,
conserve. You gotta conserve, okay?
You have big problems.
You got.
You really do have problems.
Were you growing up in the Depression or something, or what?
I think my grandparents, I got this from my grandparents who did grow up in the Depression.
Yeah.
Oh, you must have.
Yeah.
God. That, I just didn't pick you for that person.
I am that person. It's disturbing, I know.
Mm. All right, so you want to know how to tell the temperature with crickets?
I don't know. I can't get over the Q-tips right now.
Disgusting. All right, here's what it is. You can tell the temperature in Fahrenheit by counting, and I want to know the person that figured this out because this person has no life. You count how many times a cricket chirps in 14 seconds, and then add 40 to that number, and there's your temperature Fahrenheit
outside.
Oh, my
gosh. Tony, I'm going to use this when we go camping.
Of course we are. I'm going to do this as soon as the crickets come out.
Right?
I'm going to everybody, do this.
It's Nikki's like, going to use this instead of paying for electricity and having clocks.
Hold on. I got to count the crickets. Hold on now.
Everyone, quiet.
Come on. Set that.
We got to figure out the time.
Man, now I lost track. I got to start all over again. Got to find me a new cricket.
14 seconds.
Just unbelievable.
Okay, you know, now plus 40. Somebody got a calculator?
Somebody got a calculator. Oh man, but isn't that weird? Isn't that just?
That
I mean,
so
I
want to
know who figured that out. Why would even somebody even think of figuring that
and
out?
And how is that? How is that? How can that be?
Right.
I don't know.
If I'm a cricket, I chirp as much as I want in 14 seconds. Doesn't depend on the degrees.
Maybe it is dependent.
Maybe it affects their lungs or something.
Who knows? Just crazy.
It's not their lungs. It's their back legs.
Their back legs.
Oh.
Yes. That's the thing.
Because they're just, like, the warmer it is, the more they're rubbing their legs.
Yeah. What was I
Idiot.
Thinking?
Just weird. Nature, I think the weirdest thing in nature is the cicadas that come every 17 years.
Okay? Oh, yeah, the ones that have been buried underneath the earth and it will reemerge.
And they're coming this year.
Yeah, baby.
So that, to me, is the weirdest thing. And again, someone figured out 17 years.
Oh, and Tony, this year, they'll be bringing a plague.
You know, here's the movie. This year, it's personal.
You read the Bible, didn't you? Okay.
So, I mean, it's just so weird that happens. And what do they do for 17 years? I mean, you know.
They rub their legs together, Tony.
They rub their legs. Well, maybe they rub legs with somebody else. That's all I'm thinking.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. Hey, they can be in the Grammys. Oh. All right, anything else?
Oh, my goodness.
I just am so excited for this weekend.
Why? Oh, yeah, girl.
I mean, just because the weather.
Yeah.
I, however, do have a lot going on.
Of course you do.
With Nate.
What sports you got?
Everything. He's doing all of them this weekend. He's doing basketball, he's doing lacrosse, he's doing baseball, and he's doing football.
Dude.
All of them.
Time to pick a sport.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. But I'm happy to see Sunday. It's going to be so nice. And, you know, this weekend we can actually get outside and do things. Because I'm all about getting outside and staying active.
Yeah.
Yep.
Important.
I get it.
Hello.
I totally get that.
No one else got that?
Yes. We all did.
Oh, you getting active.
Come on.
Right. I'm sorry. I thought you were being a human being.
No. I mean, Nate's can stay active outside. I'm going inside. I want to watch my housewives.
Oh,
jeez. So, I think we're good.
All right. So, enjoy the first weekend of spring, folks. We'll be back here Monday morning at O Dark Early on the radio. Share this with your friends on Facebook, Insta, you know, Twitter, whatever else, and let's see if we can get a bunch more friends listening to the podcast. Bye for now. See you guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.